Well, good morning. This is our third in our sermon series of learning to pray. And this week, the reading we're looking at is from Psalm 119. And those verses 97 to 105. And it would be helpful if you have your Bibles open at that point. And my first question is, how do we live? Where is our guide to life? How do we know if we're listening to God if we had no guide? Now, every new car comes with an owner's manual, and there is a manual for us. The psalmist tells us that that manual is the word of God. So, how do you deepen your relationship with God? Our relationship to the Lord is determined by our following of his will. And his will is revealed in his word in the Bible. We cannot be in his will if we are not in his word. The psalmist declared his love and devotion for the word, which gave him more understanding and wisdom than his enemies, his teachers, and his elders. By God's word, he kept himself pure and tasted the sweetness of God's promise. He had insight and purity, resulting from being made wise by the word. May we too meditate on God's word throughout the day and grow to understanding and wisdom through listening to God. If we look at verse 97, it begins with a shout of love for the word. Oh, how I love your law, the psalmist says. And the closing phrase of that verse proves that he's telling the truth. It is my meditation all day. And note, the writer says he loves God's word and shamelessly proclaims it. He and we should love God's word for its truth. Love it for its wisdom. Love it for its transforming power and for the comfort and encouragement and guidance that we get from it. Love it for its purity, its holiness, and love it for it reveals the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Because the psalmist loves the word, he meditates on it all day long. He soaks himself in the word, and it is his constant companion, his guide. Meditation takes time. We must first understand what the Bible says, which requires a study of that, a digging into the Bible. Most important of all, we must apply to our everyday lives what we read and what we learn. Anything less will produce little or no spiritual growth. There is much to love in the Bible, but only as we study it and obey it will it change our lives. So why is the psalmist so preoccupied with God's word? Why does he fill his mind with it rather than newspapers or rubbish books, Facebook, social media, or even more rubbish television? And the answer is that though through it he has become wise, and the word of God is teaching him how to live. It's God's manual for life, for our lives. Many people who go to church and call themselves Christians rarely open the Bible to read it, let alone meditate on it or study it. And because of this, they are spiritually weak. I wonder, you probably all own a Bible and it's at home, if someone hid your Bible, how long would it be before you noticed that it was missing? Now, you might say, I don't have to read the Bible anymore. I know what's in it. But I know Christians who have been brought up from childhood reading the Bible and are now into their 80s and 90s who still read the Bible every day. And they say that they learn new things quite often. But more importantly, they are reminded of things that they forgot. and the importance of reading the Bible is so strongly stated in verse 98. Your commands are always with me, and you make me wiser than my enemies, said the psalmist. Continually studying the word made the psalmist wiser than his enemies. He was not distracted or seduced by his enemies' lies, for God's commandments are ever with him. Because God's word was his true guide, he has been made wiser than those who are around him. When my son was very little and had done something wrong, I told him off. And it was the first time I caught that look in his eye, that look that said, you don't love me. And it cut me to the quick. And probably every parent knows that, that look that we probably all gave our parents as well when we got told off and we thought they didn't love us. So a few days later, I reminded him of what happened. And that look, I reminded him of that look that he gave me. And I said to him, I will always love you, no matter what you do. But I may not always like you. And 2 days ago was a time when I didn't like you. But I will never stop loving you. And through studying the word of God, we learn that this is the same type of love that Jesus has for each one of us. Unconditional love. He may not like what we do sometimes, but he will never stop loving us. And Jesus said in John chapter 5, very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but cross over from death to life. Jesus said, hears my word. So, how do we hear God's word? Through the Bible. And we hear it through the Bible and study and meditation. Not as the world would have us believe, through being good people and being nice. If we follow Jesus, that will be a byproduct. Verse 99 reveals that God's word has given the psalmist more insight than his teachers. He says, I have more insight than any of my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. Human thoughts, however brilliant, come and go. When they are based upon God's word, they may even be trustworthy and true. Nevertheless, by learning to use the Bible for ourselves, we can have more understanding than our teachers, because we have gone to the source of eternal wisdom. Notice again how the word made him wiser than others. He gained insight by constantly reflecting on God's word. The psalmist declares that even he understands more than the elders. In verse 100 he says, I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. And so now he goes beyond his teachers to those who have wisdom, a lifetime of wisdom. The elders, whose experience entitles them to be wiser. But not even they can compare with the wisdom of God. But the psalmist exceeds the wise men, for he obeys God's precepts. He is not boasting of a superior intelligence, but declaring that the highest gift of wisdom comes from doing the will of God, as revealed in the word of God. And verse 101 relates a practical value that comes from meditating upon God's word. And we read, I have kept my feet from evil path, so that I might obey your word. As we walk in the way of God, his spirit enables us to keep his word. To keep God's word is to obey his teachings. The keeping of God's way is not compatible with any sort of evil. So the word of God has restrained the palmist's feet from every evil way. God's word is a guide for his life. It is a manual that shows him where and how to walk. It keeps him from evil and by implication directs him to righteousness. In verse 102, we learn that he has not departed from God's law because he has been taught by God himself. And he says, I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. These laws reveal God's justice and order according to his will. The psalmist proclaims that his faithfulness to God and his word have come from God and what God has taught him. Some read their Bibles by flipping through the pages and take a quick look at a verse here or there, simply to satisfy a curiosity. They admire its thought-provoking words, but they don't study it, and they don't study its deeper truths. It fascinates them, but it doesn't change them. When you study the Bible in a hit-or-miss fashion, you miss far more than you hit. A true student of the word is not a person with a big head, full of all sorts of knowledge, but one who has an obedient heart and is committed to do God's will. While God's truth is food for our souls, it is not a buffet from which we select only the things we like. If the Bible tells us something is wrong, then it is wrong. End of story. If God tells us something is right, then we should follow that path with all we are. Is the will of God difficult for the psalmist? No. He confesses the word's sweetness to him in verse 103. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Though it was an acquired taste, the psalmist now enjoys the word. Honey would have been the sweetest thing the psalmist could ever have tasted. God's word had become like honey to him, and it should become like that to us also. It gives our life the sweetness and energy we need to obey his commands. The unsaved person finds the Bible boring, but a true child of God feeds on the scriptures and enjoys their sweet taste and the sweet taste of their truth. This is what it means to go beyond Bible study. But start with Bible study. We have four groups here at church. If you're not in one of those groups, why not? If you want to taste the sweetness of his truth. As we take in the word of God, it is a pleasure. There is a delight in knowing that we have a sure guide in life. The word also holds us up so that we stand against evil. It is a relief knowing that we are not left to wander alone. But as the psalmist says in verse 104, because we are certain as to what is right, God can empower us to stand against dishonesty. He says, I understand from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path. God's revelation is taught through the Bible, and the Bible shows us what is true and what is false. This understanding prompted by God's word leads the writer not to tolerate falsehood. Unlike in our world today, where much is tolerated and accepted in what is sometimes called the grey area. And I'm sure in my lifetime, what people refer to the grey area has grown from a narrow strip to something akin to a landing of a jumbo jet. That grey strip is now as wide as people want it to be. The grey area where it's okay, sort of. The psalmist hates the false way that leads to death, and so does God. And in a psalmist, this is not arrogance. This is honesty. Born from a man who has learned from life's manual how to live. He knows that there is no eternal wisdom apart from God's. I found the best thing I can do with regard to deceit is to know God's word. So that when something is said that is contrary to scripture, it just doesn't sound right to me. It just doesn't sit. And in verse 105, he says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path." Matthew Paul's commentary puts it very well. He says, "To direct me in all my doubts and difficulties, to preserve from sin and misery, both of which often come under the same name of darkness, and to comfort me in all my fears and distress." So in closing, in reading and studying God's word, are we listening to God through his word and through the Holy Spirit, who will prompt us and point us to the true way of life? Once we know God's word, we are in a better position to listen to God in our prayers. And as we will be more able to discern what God is saying to us and what God wants us to do. If we meditate, study and listen, God will guide us in the good times and the bad. As we grow in grace, we will live and serve the Lord in ways that bring him glory and honour. Maybe then, the so-called learned of this world will say of us what they said of Jesus' first disciples in Acts chapter 4. When the Pharisees said, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realised that they were unschooled, ordinary people, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Are we listening to God? Are we following Jesus? Let us bow our heads as we close in prayer. Lord God, thank you for your word. May we study your word all the time. May we be guided by your word and your Holy Spirit. And Lord, may your word be a lamp to our walk with Jesus, to help us listen to you and know when and where you are talking to us. In your name we pray. Amen.